As I live and breathe, he drawled, I'm finally in the company of none other than Samantha Callahan herself. I extended my now dry hand. The pleasure is mine, Senator Henry. Welcome to Lone Oak. He was taller and thinner than I expected, and his presence in the room made the hair on the back of my neck stand at attention. His navy pinstripe suit fit him to a T, no doubt made just for his muscular body. The bright purple tie he wore brought out the blue in his sapphire eyes. He was a beautiful man, but I knew that from the photos I'd seen of him. I wiped the imaginary perspiration from my brow with two fingers and composed myself. After all, I was married, but I wasn't blind. It was easy to see why he was a media darling, and when the dark-haired, blue-eyed man flashed me a Hollywood smile as he shook my hand, I couldn't think of anything but Mac's description. Senator Boone Henry really did look like Superman, all the way down to the forelock that curled and fell naturally against his brow.
Please call me Boone. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule this late in the afternoon to meet with me on such short notice. But as you know, we don't have a lot of time.
How do you take your tea, Sen? I mean, Boone.
Lemon, no sugar.
Placing the delicate cup and saucer in his large hand, I caught him inspecting the room with an expression of astonishment.
Thank you, Samantha.
It's a lot to take in, I admitted, pouring my own. I felt the same way the first time I came to Lone Oak.
Yes, this is really something.
Steeped in family tradition and love, I replied. I think it will be a lovely location for the North Star Gala. Mac and I are honored that you and the others from Washington will be in attendance. The tents are already going up in the back. The flooring will go down tomorrow, so the decorating can begin.
Well, he paused, bringing his gaze back to me. That's something I wanted to discuss with you.
I felt a pang in my stomach. Were the party plans for Lone Oak over before they'd even begun? I shook it off, not wanting my anxiety to show. Politicians had good poker faces, and Boone Henry's was epic. He never flinched, even when faced with an assassin during a press conference hoping to end his life on live television. I needed to work on mine.